Well, alarms me. It's now 14 years since Fine Gael entered into government. It's a long time, and it's only now they're realising that if you have enough nurses, doctors and beds, that you can actually have less people in the emergency departments. Now, hopefully, they'll now make sure that GP services are properly resourced, pharmacy services are properly resourced, because all of this, we know, and we said this again and again, will get those emergency, the people who are, you know, waiting in agony on chairs, waiting for access to proper beds and care, get those numbers down. So 14 years is a long time, but better late than never.
And as well as that, this 7-day roster, and if what you're saying, you know, that hospitals and GP practices, etc., but particularly hospitals, aren't properly resourced, the current staff could face burnout if there's not enough of them.
That's the crucial point. I mean, you know, obviously emergency care is 7 days a week, and the maximum number of, as I say, doctors, nurses and beds that you can have available is crucial. And one of the things when you ask, you know, young medical professionals who are all over the world, what would it take for them to return home? The answer is a 40-hour week, you know, or 50-hour week, God forbid, you know, where they have a quality of life. And that is not available because we haven't had the proper numbers. So this has been denied again and again, but it is the truth and it is the reality, that you have to resource your health service properly so that people have the, you know, are treated the way they should be. You shouldn't have people in their 70s and 80s and even in their 90s, you know, sitting in chairs, you know, waiting for some case for days for basic dignity in our health service. And the people who are most angry about that, of course, are doctors and nurses themselves. So, you know, if the minister, after 14 years in government, has now realised this is the case, that's welcome, but let's keep it going now. We need it in terms of GP services, pharmacy services and wider community hospitals. The whole health service is not fit for purpose, but if there start to be a realisation, that would be welcome.